Shalom to all. Today's office is Yishalmi Chumas Taf Tzadi Gimel, and we are starting about the fourth line with a quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Matim Shalchitin V'chulu, and the Vilna Shuras is near the end of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Rabbi Yossi differentiated between bread made out of wheat and barley. Barley bread is Shayev, it draws from the wine, and therefore, since the wine is Truma, the barley bread would be Aser, but wheat does not draw, it's not Shayev, so therefore it's Mutter. And now we have another case, Chitin Mil Matin Usar Mil Malon. Let's say the wheat bread is underneath, and there's barley bread on top of it, the same way that the wheat bread doesn't draw from the wine, so to the barley bread, which is on top of the wheat, is not going to draw from the wine either. However, if it's the other way around, there's barley bread below, meaning that's the one which is closest to the wine, and the wheat bread is above, the same way that the barley bread does draw from the wine, so the wheat bread also draws, because it's shayev, from the barley bread. Moving on to the next case of Mishnah, we had said, and this is talking about cumin of truma that was used to heat up an oven. Everything that's baked in the oven is okay because the cumin was already burnt and there's nothing here. The only thing is the aroma, the reyach, and reyach lav milsahi. Now the Gemara asks a question: Ma'ulitzah shnei shbudin echad shabasar shchuta ve'echad shabasar nevela b'taner echad. Is a person allowed to take two spits of meat, one of them kosher, one of them treif, and roast them in the same oven? The only issue we're going to have is the reyach, where you have reyach, the aroma of the treif meat going into the kosher meat. Rav Yirmiyahu Amar b'shem Rav, he says aser. Whereas a Shmuel Amar b'shem Levi mutter that is permitted. Now the Gemara suggests plig masisal Rav. It seems to be the following brayse is not like Rav. One is not allowed to roast two Pesachs together in the same oven because we're afraid they're going to get mixed up. And group A is going to take group B's carbon Pesach, and group B is going to take group A's carbon Pesach. And you have to eat your own carbon Pesach. You're not allowed to eat somebody else's. And what do we learn from here? The whole problem is because they might get mixed up. That's mashma. If we don't have a problem of them getting mixed up, then you're allowed to roast them together, and there's no issue of reyach. And so once again, that clearly seems not like Rav. We go on to something else. Meitzasri. What about water from tzasri? And this is some sort of herb, grass, or vegetable, which is only chayv and truma, midrabanan. So the question is, what about the mayim, the liquid that comes from it? Rav Amar Aser, Rav says Aser, Shmuel Amar Mutter, Shmuel says Mutter, because we're not geyser on the liquid. Only the thing itself has a din of truma midrabanan, but not the liquid. And now we have a story about this, Eichel Shmuel Rav, Meitzasri. Shmuel actually gave Rav Meitzasri. And one last din, Haden Tavya, somebody wants to roast meat, Rav Chia Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav, says that Meshagar Leib Charusa, he could heat up the oven with a date palm branch, even though the dates that came from the branch were turned into truma. And that's because the branch itself has no kedusha. Again, even though the dates that were growing on it were called truma while they were still on the branch, since the branch doesn't have kedusha, it's allowed to be used as firewood. And this is unlike tiltan, fenugreek, in which the branch does attain kedusha if it's called truma along with the seed. And that's because the branch of tiltan tastes like the seed, but not so with palm branches. Moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah says, tiltan shenafal asoy chabar shal mayim, tiltan, fenugreek, that fell into a bar of water, and it imparted flavor into the water. So the question is, what status does the water have? And here it depends. But truma meiser sheni, if the tiltan that fell in was truma meiser sheni, so then we make the following calculation. Im yesh bezera kedei litein tam avaloi be'etz. If in the fenugreek seed that fell in, there's enough that could impart its flavor into the water, so then the water is considered truma or meiser sheni. But we don't count the wood, meaning the stalk of the tiltan, that's not part of the cheshbon over here, and that's because only the seed is chayv in truma meiser sheni. So that's why we're only cheshboning based off of the seed. Tzadi gimel based on top, the Mishnah continues with b'shvius v'kilei hakerem v'hektish. However, if this tiltan either has kedusha shvius, or it's aser because of kilayim bekerem, or it's hektish, so then im yesh bezera ube'etz kedei litein tam. We make the calculation not only based off of the seeds, but also based off of the wood, the stalk of the tiltan, and that's because with all these things, the entire tiltan is aser b'ana, not just the seed, but also the stalk. The Mishnah continues, misha yolei chavilei tiltan shel kilayim bekerem yidlaiku. Someone who has bundles of tiltan that are kilayim, they all have to be burned, and we don't say that there's bittul. Usually by kilayim, there's bittul 1 in 200, but over here, since it's a bundle, it's considered chashuv, and there's no bittul. More on tiltan, the Mishnah continues, Hayolei chavilei tiltan shel tevel. If a person has bundles of tiltan that are tevel, ha'isesh, he first crushes them and he separates the seed from the stalk, and then umachashuv kamazera yashbohen, he makes an estimation how much seed there's over here, umafris the zera, ve'inu tzarech lafris the eitz, and he separates truma only from the zera and not from the eitz. However, im hifresh, if he already separated truma with the stalk without crushing it, lo yoymer echtosh ve'etol osa eitz ve'etanes zera. He's allowed to say, okay, now I'm going to crush it, I'm going to keep the stalk for myself, and I'm going to give the zera, the seeds, to the kain as truma, meaning I'm only going to separate truma from the seed and not from the stalk. Elo noisenes eitz ima zera, he has to give the stalk with the zera, and that's because he had already separated it before he crushed it. And now we're asked on the first case of the Mishnah, ve'ein eitz paigem, or not garis the next two words. Isn't wood paigem, doesn't impart a bad flavor, a negative flavor to the water? So why are we saying in the beginning of the Mishnah that we're going to make a cheshbon based off of the wood? But that's nois and tam with gum, it's a bad taste, so it shouldn't have any effect. And the Gemara answers, masisin, kamando amar nois and tam with gum. gam aser. The Mishnah is according to the Manda Amar, which is Rav Meir, the nois and tamlav gam is aser. Even though a bad and negative taste is imparted, still it's aser. But the Gemara right away retracts that and says, afil kamanda amar nois and tamlav gam mutter. The Mishnah could even be according to the Manda Amar that nois and tamlav gam is mutter. Mighty wach over here, he agrees to aser that it's aser. Lama, why is that? Because called over shenafal asaycha tilton, mashbiach. Anything that tilton falls into, it actually improves it, and so there is no pagam over here. You're right. If it's nois and tamlav gam, it wouldn't be aser. But over here, it's for shabach, so therefore it's aser. And continuing on with the Mishnah, we had said, Mishayu lechavi tilton v'chulu. If somebody has bundles of tilton that are kilei akerem, so he has to burn them because there's no betel. Ask the Gemara, v'kamehi chavila, how much is a bundle? What's considered a bundle that's chashuv that there's no betel? And the answer is, esrim v'chamisha zirin, 25 stalks of tilton, that makes a chashuv bundle. And our Rabbi Yechon says, v'arba min hain mita, four of them is a bed. Now, what does it mean, four of them is a bed? So according to some, this dinner Rabbi Yechon is still referring to these bundles of tilton. And he just means that even though 25 stalks makes a bundle of tilton, they have to be thick enough and wide enough that if we have four of these bundles of 25 stalks, one would be able to use that as a bed. Now, according to others, including Rumchem Kanievsky, this is a totally different din, nothing to do with tilton, and simply has to do with the word chavila. There's a din in regards to tuma by a bed that it's only metames chavila. In other words, that this din applies only if the bed is called a chavila. And what's a chavila? So that's when there's four, meaning when we have the two long boards, which is the length of the bed, and then the two wide ones, which is the head and the foot of the bed, when all those are connected together, that's called a chavila, and that's when this din of tuma by mita applies. And according to this pshat, the reason why the Gemara brings it over here is because we're talking about this word chavila, so we have another explanation of what this word chavila means in regards to a bed. And continuing to explain the Mishnah, we said, ha'yulei chavila tilton shal tevel. If a person had bundles of tilton that were tevel, there's a certain way to take off truma. We said he crushes them first, and he separates the seed, and then he takes off truma. Says the Gemara, milsei amra, this tells us, ajein b'chavilais heinit balais, that even while they're still in their bundles, they already have the din of tevel, even though the processing still isn't finished, because he has to crush them, and only once he crushes them and he separates the seeds, then he would be separating truma. So while they're still in their bundle stage, you might say that there isn't gemar malacha yet, and it's not chayv in truma. The chiddush is that no, while it's in its bundle, it's considered gemar malacha, and already has a din of tevel now, and there's a chiv to take off truma. Ask gemar me'atva afilu shibalin. So we should say the same by stalks. When we have bundles of wheat, we should say the same. That even though there's further processing necessary in order to get to the stage that most people are going to separate truma, still while it's in its bundle, it should be considered gemar malacha that it's chayv in truma already now. And we don't say that. We know that that's not considered gemar malacha. Classic gemar malacha to be mechayv in truma when we're dealing with grain is nismareach bakri. It has to be smoothed out in a pile. Well, why is it different than tilton? And the answer is, emachnisan lechein. It's not brought into the house like that. When a person wants grain for flour, he never brings in a bundle of wheat into the house. And so therefore, bundles of wheat are never considered the end of the processing stage, whereas bundles of tilton are. The gemar continues asking, what about barrels? And it's referring to wine. Namely, often the chartzanim, the seeds and other things are not yet separated, and he'll bring that barrel into the house. So why don't we say that it's already chayv in truma then, it's already considered tevel then, and we know that we don't say that. And the Gemara answer is, in gdulein lechein. It's not grown for that, meaning that's not the norm. You're right, sometimes people will bring barrels into the house with grapes that still have the seeds and still not finished processing yet, but since that's not the norm, we're not going to say it's chayv in truma then. However, elu machanzen lechein, ugdulein lechein, these, when we're talking about tilton, a person does bring a bundle of tilton into the house, and this is a totally normal thing to do, and that's why when the tilton's in bundles, even though further processing is necessary, it's still considered to have reached Gemar Malacha to the point where he's chayv in Truma right now. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.